Good Saturday morning. Bob Bosol with you. We are going to start this morning here on Wax with a silage focus program brought to you by Mycogen Brand Silage Specific Corn Hybrids. Visit mycogen.com for more information. And John Anderson joins us now. John is a forage nutrition specialist with Mycogen. John, headquartered over in the Twin City. And John, at the end of this week, any intention of planting corn over in your part of the country came to a screeching halt. Mother Nature saw to that about, what was it, Thursday night, huh?
Oh, yes, sir. First of all, good morning. We're looking for some sunshine over here, that's for sure. There was about not quite 3 inches of rain where I live on Thursday and Thursday night. And matter of fact, though, I was on my way back from Wisconsin Thursday, and I got stopped under an overpass at Menominee with about a dozen other vehicles. It was raining so hard right there.
And that's going to slow things down, that's for sure. And that leads us to, again, we want to get this crop in as soon as we can, but looking at our Mycogen hybrids and our other hybrids, are we still looking, making sure we've got the right maturity and looking at BMR hybrids and that product we put up in the fall? How important is that hybrid selection? What can happen if we go to shorter day hybrids from the full season hybrids that we've selected to put in early?
I think what we're looking at right now is to hang tight with what you have. Most people will say you don't really need to start thinking about changing your plan on hybrids till at least the third week of May. I understand that some people still have field preparation to do before they can get to the actual planting, but hopefully this weather will break and seed can start going in the ground in a big way. It does not take a long time to get the seed in the ground like it used to, as you know.
That is for sure. But as far as changing hybrids, what kind of an effect can that have on the final product, John, from a nutritionist standpoint?
You know, the reason people plant BMR is to get the fiber digestibility. We need to keep that in mind. Every growing season is going to present its challenges. And the fiber digestibility of BMR, whether it's planted in whichever maturity you're picking, you're still going to have the advantage in fiber digestibility over non-BMR hybrids. So that is something that you can count on. In terms of looking specifically at why people would change hybrids, obviously they want to get to a shorter maturity hybrid. For example, going from a 110-day maybe to a 103-day hybrid because they're later getting in the ground. But, you know, as we saw last year, there was a lot of late-planted corn that came out just fine and was later maturity than what people maybe ideally would have liked to have going in the ground. But the hybrid finished, many hybrids finished out very well in tonnage, and the starch, the grain accumulation in the crop was present as well.
And, of course, that's what we're looking for in our BMR hybrids, that digestibility and that high starch content.
Yes, yeah, so you know, you need both to really get the performance that you want. And a crop that finishes out well is going to have plenty of starch. And, of course, with the BMR, you'll have the fiber digestibility. There was some 110 day maturity BMR that went into southeast Minnesota last year between June 10th and June 15th that still came out with over 30% starch on a forage test. So everything's dependent on what type of year that you get from the time that you put it in the ground, but seed that goes in the ground later tends to come out of the ground better because temperatures have a higher likelihood that they'll warm up and shoot that seed out faster.
So at this point in time, hold with the hybrids you've got.
Yes, sir. That's what we say.
Very good. Thanks, John.
Very good. Have a great day.
You bet, and we'll pray for drier weather. John Anderson joining us this morning, forage nutrition specialist with Mycogen on our Silage Focus program brought to you by Mycogen Brand Silage Specific Corn Hybrids. Visit mycogen.com and stay with us. More coming up this Saturday morning here on Wax. I'm Bob Bosold.